Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Would you drink red wine with fish? Well, according to an Oxford professor, the traditional advice to have white wine with fish and red with steak is merely a marketing ploy and not based on the sensory quality of the food. So for more on what this means, we're joined by Sunday Times food and wine columnist Tom Dorley. Tom, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. What do you think of these revelations?
Hi Sarah. He's dead right. That's the first thing to say. I think the second thing to say is that there's nothing really new about this. I and a whole lot of other people have been saying this for years and years. The one thing that I would disagree with him, and I'd be interested to see the logic that he uses for this, is to say that old canard of white wine with fish and definitely not red is a marketing ploy. I don't understand really how it could be a marketing ploy. It is nonsense, but it's not a marketing ploy as far as I can make out. But maybe he knows more about that than I do.
Okay, so are we really just saying that any wine, as long as you like it, is good with whatever food? Is it, or does it depend somewhat?
I think it's probably fair to say it does depend somewhat. There are really good food and wine matches that seem to be sort of marriages made in heaven. And there are some fairly bad ones. For example, if I were eating, let's say, salmon, I wouldn't particularly want to have, a big oaky red Rioja, for example, because it tends to have tannins. It tends to have a lot of flavour compounds in it, which will clash a bit with the fishiness of the fish. On the other hand, I'd be delighted to have, say, a Beaujolais or maybe a Cabernet Franc wine from the Loire. Maybe a little bit chilled, cool rather than cold. And I think that works very well indeed. But I think all these so-called rules that have been handed down by so-called experts, they play into a kind of fear and insecurity about wine. A lot of people still find wine a bit intimidating, which is nonsense because, as I always say, you know, wine is an agricultural product made by farmers. So think of it as being like farmhouse cheese rather than, something special and mystical and complicated. It's for drinking with food. That's the long and the short of it, really.
Okay, because I know I've been to, I know Cormac has some very strong feelings on this.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Right. He's good.
In that he just doesn't believe any of it, really, I'm afraid.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Tom can hear me. The problem with it, Tom, you say people are intimidated. I think they're intimidated because of what you have just said, that you'd like white fish with a Beaujolais, but not with a red wine, a Rioja. Now, let me put it to you this way. If I have two reds and I'm serving you white fish, right? And one of them is a beautiful red wine, which I don't know anything about, but it's a beautiful red wine. Yeah. The other one is a Chateau petrol station. No.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, the problem is you'll take the beautiful red, won't you? And you'll enjoy it because it's the best red. And really and truly, it all depends on context, mood, and subjectivity, doesn't it?
Yeah, subjectivity is probably the most important part of it because, it's what you want to do at the time. And, you know, look, if you do have a red wine and you're having fish and you decide, I'll give this a go, and you're going, oh, I'm not sure about this. Well, put the cork back in the bottle and have it with a bit of cheese afterwards. Don't force yourself to drink wines that you don't like just because they have a posh label.
But you see, Tom Dorley told me that this goes better with Beaujolais.
That's just advice, Cormac. You don't have to take it.
But he's the expert.
I'm not laying down the law. I'm just saying maybe try this and see what you think. And if you disagree, God, life would be so dull if we all were on the same hymn sheet.
But you see, I have the height of respect for you, Tom. Would you think
Thank
it
you.
Was awful if I drank beer with wines or beer with...
Oh, no.
Beer with wines.
That could be a bit dangerous, yeah. But, you know, each to their own. You know, but say beer with fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. Yeah, I'd like a nice hoppy IPA with some nice simple fish cooked in butter, maybe with a few capers or something. That'd be absolutely gorgeous. And we shouldn't think that if you're eating, well, let's call it good food, that you have to have wine with it. I mean, that's completely
okay. We're tearing up the rule book here in Drive Time.
We are
beer with wine. Beer with wine sounds good, doesn't it?
Beer and wine. That's the new combination.
I think it should be approached with caution.
Especially for the next morning. Tom Dorley, thank you so much for joining us with that advice. That is Tom Dorley, Sunday Times food and wine columnist. Let us know what you think to 51551.